So you referred to the PEMBRO Single Arm Initiative. I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about that. What do we know about PEMBRO right now?
We know that it behaves very similarly to durvalumab. Who's your oncology group trial that took folks that were enrolled, the same sorts of patients that were enrolled on PACIFIC, completed chemoradiation and gave them essentially a year's worth of PEMBRO in the same setting. Here, I think ultimately they will be able to generate some pre-existing PET data since the trial was done in North America, though that's not yet been forthcoming. But the final outcomes are remarkably similar. Only about 40% of patients were able to complete the full year. So that's an important point, both in the PACIFIC trial and in the Hoosier Oncology Group trial. The majority of folks did not make it the full year. The median number of cycles, I believe, in the Hoosier Oncology Group trial was about 13, so about 9 months total. Response rates, there was an incremental response rate in both the PACIFIC trial and in the HOG trial, the Hoosier Oncology Group trial.
Well, there's no incremental because there was no comparison in the Hoosier group comparing to historical.
That's true, but in PACIFIC there was, and clearly the response rate continued to further response was higher in the DERVA arm, and it seemed to match the data for DERVA. Progression-free survival, again, was in the 15-16 month range, so pretty close to what was seen in PACIFIC. And 1 and 2 year survival numbers, almost identical. So it remains to be seen. I personally don't think one checkpoint inhibitor is necessarily going to be better than any other in this setting. I think the crucial question that we're asking at Penn and Robert Wood Johnson in Ohio and the folks at MD Anderson are asking is, can you give it concurrently with chemoradiation, then follow as consolidation? And we have data that shows, at least so far, it's safe. We don't have any long-term efficacy data.